still she sat, and still she reeled, and still she wished for company. In came a pair of broad-browed souls, and sat down at the fireside. And still she sat, and still she reeled, and still she wished for company. In came a pair of small legs, and sat down at the broad-browed souls.
Just told you to
Yep, that's right.
Hi. I'm RT from The Waysiders and also winterstar.bandcamp.com.
And I am E. Christopher Clark from geekforce5.com and, more importantly in this case, Generation Goat.
Generation Goat, the podcast that inspired our podcast.
Yeah.
Because we thought, boy, this is a nice thing. How can we do a worse job of that?
I don't know how you could do a worse job of that, but somehow you have.
No. Yeah, it's a little bit like making a milkshake and instead of using chocolate syrup, using kerosene. That's kind of how we. That's how you arrive at the Waysiders model. Take a thing that is nice and for the most part pleasant, and then ruin that. Just go in the opposite direction. Just a dead sprint.
Well, away. I mean, I have to say that nice and pleasant are not always, you know, they're not always good.
No. You should challenge people a little bit.
Yeah.
To that end, missing obviously from this podcast will be Brandon, our hero Gretter, and Chris Sumner. Both of marsupialjones.com. Mm. Also, Brandon would have me say that Petrichor Machine is accepting submissions right now.
Right.
Petrichormachine.com.
And I should guilt trip myself into submitting. True. That's what I would do when I was listening. I got to put that on my calendar.
Yeah.
If I was listening to the podcast. And obviously missing from this podcast is Jonathan Martin of his dissertation.
and that's kind of so,
and listen.com.
Oh, that, right. That, yeah. I don't, yeah. Okay. But proportionally, in the amount of time that he spends on things,
right.
Listen is like the tray server of his processing power and his dissertation is like running 5 instances of Firefox. God bless you, John. I can't. The very word dissertation strikes fear into my heart.
Yes, it's got that double S.
It was awful. It's not okay.
It's not all right. Does it have a double S or did I just misspell it?
Yes.
Yeah.
We have English degrees.
We do.
Both of us.
I happen to have a master's degree as well.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. His is, like, he's got the upgraded version of what I have, and neither of us can spell dissertation.
No.
So look it up, and I'm not really interested in spelling, though.
I mean, that's why I say, I technically don't have a creative writing. I mean, I don't have an English degree, I have a creative writing degree.
That's right.
So, yeah.
And we creatively spell as well.
We speech the English goodly.
Yeah. Wow, that's a good one.
Yeah. So we're sitting here at the ARC, which stands for something.
It's a building.
Not related to NOAA. It's at the New Hampton School.
Yes.
PodCamp New Hampshire.
PodCamp New Hampshire.
We're in this sort of lobby area, and across from me is a Rolling Stone with Howard Stern on the cover. And it's blowing my mind for 2 reasons.
Yeah, did that come out in 1995?
Yes, that's one of them.
Hold on.
So it's blowing my mind because
relatively current.
You would think if it's Howard Stern, it would be 1995, something like that, right? But it's got the form factor of the new Rolling Stone. Because you remember the old Stone was quite big.
Yeah.
Now they're no longer overcompensating.
Wow, so... ways to tell you might be a nerd about publishing things.
Right.
You can look at a magazine and say to yourself, that doesn't look right. he also looks sort of reticent in this picture.
Yes, which looks a lot more thoughtful than Howard Stern should ever look.
Yeah. That's fucking stupid. I hate you, Rolling Stone. Rolling Stone briefly decided it would be okay to send me a 6-month subscription for no reason.
For no reason.
And
I think I've heard of this.
Yeah, and I thought it was somebody had just pranked me, and I was like, that's a good prank. I will kill you if I find you. Because if you can find a worse magazine than Rolling Stone, not named National Review, I would like to see that.
I think I had a brief love affair with Rolling Stone, mostly around the around 94 or so. When they had the Trent Reznor cover.
I was about to ask if this is a Nine Inch Nails reference.
Yeah, it was. Actually, that might have even been 1995. That's right around the period. It was a love-hate thing because I think my girlfriend at the time was all about both Trent Reznor and Brad Pitt. And so there was the Trent Reznor cover of Rolling Stone where he was airbrushed all to hell, and he looked even more thin and wasted and
even more
whatever.
Heroin cancer somehow.
Yes. So there was that. And then there was everyone talking about Brad Pitt in Playgirl around the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm dating myself.
Artifacts from my lifetime already. Things that I have... there's kind of a lot of those things, like these weird, like, milestones, I guess, of pop culture that even 5-10 years later, you're kind of like, did that matter?
Yeah.
And it turns out that instead it doesn't at all.
No, not at all. Most of the things that we, we cared about in high school or college or whatever don't matter to anyone but us.
Yeah.
And the things that we thought mattered, like, oh man, I should be more into that. I should be more up on that. And they just, no.
Yeah. If you ever thought to yourself you should be more up on a thing, there's a reason you're not.
Right.
Like, it's okay, let it go.
Yeah. Like, I don't need to be more up on Howard Stern right now.
No, I need to be less up. I need to be further down on Howard Stern. I need to not know that he exists.
I need to not have that Rolling Stone right there. Hold on, I'm gonna do a favor for RT. I'm gonna
turn it around.
I'm gonna turn it around.
Can you turn around the Economist?
It's not even the whole magazine.
Oh. It's just the cover.
None whatsoever. Not even
tiny. I don't really understand what's going on in this library.
So now we've got a photo of a Lexus something or other.
No. Oh yeah, it is a Lexus. Great.
Better. Better than.
It's an upgrade. Somehow.
Somehow.
It's a car. I like cars.
So you guys have done. I was looking this morning. 21 or 22, right? I was trying to count via my iTunes.
You have an iTunes subscription to our podcast. Gee whiz, you're one of two.
I know. So I was trying to count that way, and I think I have 19 episodes, and then the second episode is there available to get, but I think the first one, the first one, it's not giving me the option to get. So yeah, I think it would be 21.
The first one was when I was trying to figure out FeedBurner, and I didn't package an audio file with it, and I was like, it was like, you need to have an audio package embedded in it. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Oh, this doesn't make any sense. How does anyone figure? And then I was like, oh, you mean a file? Oh hell, I can give you a file.
I love the language that some of these things use to try and just.
Just say link. Yeah. Link is the word you want.
Yeah.
I could give you a link.
So you. So you've done 21,
yeah,
and I think in that same span, John and I have done 9 or 10.
Yeah. Because you got, this is 24 for you guys?
This is 25, because 24 we recorded right before PodCamp.
So, yeah, we're going to catch you, and then that whole episode is going to be dedicated to making fun of you.
Well, it's been a while since you guys even mentioned us. So.
I know.
And so we'll take ridicule.
Okay. Yeah, we probably should do a better job of that.
I'm just kidding. You don't why would you want to mention us?
Because Generation Goat is awesome. We wouldn't have a podcast if I hadn't started listening to your podcast.
Hey, look at me fishing for compliments.
See, that's fine. That's very waysidery. So that's kind of leeching into your...
Right. Earlier today I was talking with someone about how I've gradually, here and there... become more waysidery in the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. And even John has a little bit too.
Yeah.
What did he say? I don't know. He got some. Because you said that your wife was in 4-H.
Right.
And so she knew about pigs and animal husbandry. And John was like, well, that explains why she married you. And I was like, oh, damn. You got to back up a little bit. You're going to start encroaching on our IP, man.
Yeah. I know. Well, and of course, I got in there with the thing about Eric Clapton's, which I think I'm not supposed to mention. We were sitting in this very space, I think, and I was talking earlier today about that, and I got at least one look that was kind of like, you can't back off of that.
No, you can't. It's an all right. It's all right because there is an explanation. As I said to you on Twitter, but I want to share this with you, Generation Goat listeners, listener. So you recall them on the...
Right, yes, listener.
I'm not going to tell you what we call ours because I don't like it.
No.
I call them listeners.
Listeners. But you give yourself a little more credit.
Yeah, well, I know that there are at least two. I've met
right.
them. So
Yeah.
So, but you guys have this, the listener that is like the joke. That's funny. Mm-hmm. So Generation Goat listener, here's the reason why it's okay to make fun of Eric Clapton's kid being dead.
Okay.
Years before, he stole George Harrison's wife.
That's right.
So he's an asshole.
That's right.
Also, I don't know if you know this, but on the solo on While My Guitar Gently Weeps is Eric Clapton, and not George Harrison.
I did not know that.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
That's pretty weird. That's like the weird.
Iconic sort of Beatles guitar song.
Yeah, and it's
didn't even record it. Which is true about a lot of the Beatles stuff, because like if you think about any of the iconic parts, it's usually done by another member of the band.
True. I remember... I loved the Beatles anthology series, and I remember, is it Billy Preston they bring in at one point?
I don't know. Maybe,
There's an alternate take of, I think she came in through the bathroom window on the third anthology, and it's, you hear Paul, there's a definite organ on it, and you hear Paul explaining to him and sort of, like, doing the da-da-da-da-da-da, like, and trying to explain exactly how it would go.
Yeah. Well, there's did you know there's a track, I think you can hear it in one channel of the remastered stereo track of Blackbird, there's a click, like they have a, Ringo's doing a woodblock click, but it's so off time they decided to turn it down, and in the original mono you couldn't hear it at all, but now in the remastered stereo you can hear it and you're kind of like, where's that, why is someone just clicking a thing?
Yeah, see, that's what we should have done with all of Ken's parts on the Soma demo, yeah.
Yes.
Every once in a while we think about, so for you Waysiders listeners.
Movie?
Sister Act 3?
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one.
You know what's a really great pop duo from the 80s?
Let me see.
Me neither. No. I'm going to go to the music store with John Herman now. We'll catch you guys later.
All right. Until next time or something.
Offend somebody.
Yes, please do.
Swear in front of your mother.
Your dad.
Okay. My kids. Don't
swear in front of your dad. Everyone does that. Swear in front of your mom.
Yeah.
Something really bad, like, wait, before we go,
okay.
You were supposed to say something out loud because I wanted to hear you say it out loud.
Oh, fuckies.
Thanks for listening.